أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al-Musawi. We were saying that prisoners have rights. One of the rights that prisoners have is for them to go out every once in a while. And we said that one of the conditions that need to be placed is that they need to have a guarantor. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he used to let people go, and specifically those who are known to be corrupted. The hadith says that Amir al-Mu'mineen used to let them out. He would, those who are corrupted, or corruptors, he will let them get out for a week, and he would order that they should not be left easy. He makes it a little bit difficult for them to move around, even though he lets them out to go to their families. But there's always someone watching them. They're always being observed and maintained. When they see this, and they see that they are out with their families, but yet the police are at their gate or at their door, that makes them wonder. That makes them rethink their choices of life. This acts as a form of recorrection that these systems that we deal with today fails miserably at. Imam Saq Salamullahi Alayhi used to say that you need to let the prisoners out on day of Jum'ah, or from a Jum'ah to a Jum'ah, from Friday to a Friday, like give them a week off. وَيَوْمَ الْعِيدِ, and the day of Eid. إلى العيد, to another day of Eid. Yet he would have police with them. He wouldn't leave them alone. Once these prisoners come out and perform the Eid prayers, then he'll bring them back to prison. Now, why would the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam let these prisoners and these criminals attend the prayer of Eid or the prayer of Jum'ah for? One of the reasons is for them to learn, for them to understand. Because sometimes in prison, when you spend too much time with the prisoners, you end up learning more bad than good. So when you take them out, you let them see people, they get to hear the imam, they get to hear the speeches, the sermons, that will change them. That will make them better people. This is recorrection, the Islamic way. You don't put people in cells and then throw books at them or put them in classes forcefully to work on them and they are in the same place. That doesn't really work. Sometimes a person needs a change of environment. The environment itself plays a huge role in changing people. When a prisoner goes out and he attends the prayer of Eid, for example, or the prayer of Jum'ah, for example, and he's amongst hundreds of people, he feels that he belongs to this group. And therefore, the atmosphere itself, it will change the person. The environment will change the person. And this happens to us sometimes when we travel from one country to another country. Just changing the atmosphere, we see the result on ourselves. We become more relaxed, much more happier, and so on and so forth. Same applies when it comes to prisoners that need to be also maintained. Let us take a short break and then we will come back and continue.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرم نماز و ثواب داره فرم روزه است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره
But the book lacks its second volume. which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree.
محیط زیست سالم نگهداری اینقدر ثواب داره.
There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدری گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون این هم همون امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. Now we are talking about prisoners and the rights of prisoners. We see that most of the times there are a lot of prisoners who are imprisoned for very, very minor crimes. Crimes that does not deal with death, for example, or murder. Just normal crime. Sometimes someone is in their debt. He done something wrong. I don't know. He might have hit someone. He might have cursed someone. He might have got in a car accident. He might have stolen something from someone. Simple crimes. Well, nevertheless, they are crimes. The Islamic notion when it comes to criminals, even Allah says when it comes to death, if someone kills someone from your family, Allah, the Prophet said, and Allah says, you can take retribution, you can have a blood for a blood. You can do that. But Allah says, وَإِن تَعْفُوا, but if you forgive, فَوَ خَيْرٌ, that is much better. Give that person a chance to redeem himself. This is what Islam says. So sometimes when someone does wrong by us, and we inform the police and the police take him into custody and the laws applies to him and he gets imprisoned for a long time. Sometimes forgiveness does more good than him being in prison. Him being in prison, he will learn the ways of criminals. And this is a very clear stated fact that those who go to prison get to learn more bad than good. Someone has taken money from you, forgive him. Someone has said something bad to you, forgive him. Someone has done something bad to you, whatever it is, forgive him. That's the Islamic notion. And sometimes, even if someone hasn't done anything bad to us, we can still show them compassion, mercy, and help. Because in some prisoners in the Muslim lands, a person, he is held in prison for financial problems. He doesn't have money to pay to someone else. Sometimes the money is not even worth it. Maybe $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. Me and you, we can help these people. We can pay off their debts and let them come out. That is how Islam wants me and you to deal with these people. Not to say, well, this is their fault. Let them rot in hell. Let them rot in prison. That is a very negative, wrong mentality to have towards people who are in hardships. Now, obviously, these people have learned a lesson, but we shouldn't make that any worse. We can help those people. Imam As-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi says, مَا قَضَى مُسْلِمٌ لِمُسْلِمٍ حَاجَةً Illa nadahu Allah. There is not a Muslim who helps another Muslim and gets rid of his problem or his hardship, which includes the prisoners in this case. Allah would call into this person who has helped another person. Alayya thawabuk, your reward is on me. Wala arda laka biduna jannah, and I will not accept any reward for you except heaven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you heaven just for the fact you decided to help another human being. And who needs more help than prisoners themselves. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.